Hello, this is Charles Johnston. This is the third in a set of podcasts adapted from a series of articles that I did recently for the World Future Society. These podcasts introduce the concept of cultural maturity and its implications for understanding the times we live in and the challenges ahead for us as a species. I've titled this third podcast in the series, Cultural Maturity, A Glimpse. With earlier podcasts, I introduced how my contribution as a futurist has focused most on the human dimension. I'm often referred to as a cultural psychiatrist. In this podcast series, I'm doing a couple things. I'm applying my cultural psychiatrist eye to specific challenges where the human dimension is key, and I'm looking more big picture, addressing in a more overarching sense the question of how we best make sense of the times we live in and the tasks ahead for us as a species. With the second podcast in the series, I offered a quick preview of coming attractions, look at some of the most important specific challenges. Here I will provide a brief introduction to how I have come to see that big picture. It includes some radical conclusions, but with familiarity, people tend to find what I will describe both powerfully useful and ultimately common sense. Earlier I spoke of how one of the most striking observations from my years of wearing the cultural psychiatrist's hat is that not only do critical challenges often require new perspectives and human capacities, the new abilities needed to address very different future challenges often have much in common. Developmental language provides a simple way to describe how I have come to think about today's overarching human task. Our times are demanding a critical growing up as a species. To have language, I speak of the need for a new cultural maturity. Cultural maturity is not as easy a notion as the simple phrase growing up might suggest. At least it requires that we think more long-term and big picture than we're used to. We saw first hints of cultural maturity's changes over 100 years ago, and the concept should have pertinence well into the future. But as I will describe in later pieces, the evidence to support the concept is strong, and understood deeply, it provides essential guidance for making our way in today's uncertain and easily overwhelming world. Cultural maturity is not just a useful metaphor for the human tasks ahead. It follows directly from creative systems theory's picture of how human systems grow and change. I didn't give what it points toward great attention when first developing the theory. I was then more interested in the psychology of individuals, and when I wrote about the theory's application to cultural systems, I found greatest interest in how the theory could help us understand the past. Creative systems theory provides a dynamic and nuanced picture of how previous chapters in culture's developmental story have brought us to where we are today. But over time, I saw that the most important implications of the theory had to do with now and the tasks ahead for the species. The recognition altered the course of my life. I started the Institute for Creative Development to research those implications and to provide training in the new leadership skills the concept of cultural maturity suggests will be increasingly necessary. The larger portion of my writing over time has elaborated on those implications. The concept of cultural maturity necessarily stretches how we usually think. But most of us appreciate, whether consciously or not, that something like what the concept of cultural maturity describes will be necessary. When we look at essential issues ahead for the species, we get that a sane and healthy future will require, at the least, that we be more intelligent in our choices. For example, we recognize that dealing with nuclear proliferation in an ever more technologically complex and globally interconnected world will be very difficult unless we bring greater insight to how we humans relate. Similarly, people recognize that addressing the energy crisis or other environmental concerns will require that we be smarter in our engagement with hard realities. we also see a beginning appreciation of the need to be not just more intelligent, but more grown up in how we think. With growing frequency, people today respond with disgust, appropriately, at the common childishness of political debate and how rarely the media appeal to more than adolescent impulses. Most of us also recognize something further. At some level, we get that it is essential, given the magnitude and the subtlety of the challenges we face and the potential consequences of our decisions, that our choices be not just more intelligent and adult, but more wise. Cultural maturity is about realizing the greater nuance and depth of understanding, we could say wisdom, that human concerns of every sort today demand of us. The concept of cultural maturity challenges the common assumption that modern age institutions and ways of thinking are endpoints and ideals, only needing further refinement. It describes how our future human well-being hinges on turning first pages in an essential next chapter in our human story. It also describes how today we are beginning to do so. The observation that gives the concept its name provides a first glimpse of cultural maturity's changes. Human culture in times past has functioned like a parent in the lives of individuals. It has provided us with our rules to live by, shared absolutes, and in the process a sense of identity and connectedness with others. These cultural absolutes have also protected us from life's very real uncertainties and immense complexities. But in today's increasingly multifaceted world, unquestioned cultural guideposts serve us less and less well. They are also having diminishing influence. The implications of this loss are Janus-faced. Certainly, it can bring a disturbing sense of absence. Combined with how our world has become more risk-filled and complicated, this weakening of familiar truths can leave us dangerously overwhelmed and disoriented. But at the same time, these changes reveal possibilities that before now we could not have considered. Importantly, this is not just possibility in some postmodern anything-goes sense. The concept of cultural maturity describes how the same change processes that generate today's loss of past absolutes also create the potential for new, more mature ways of thinking and being in the world. The concept of cultural maturity assists us in four ways that together provide a central direction for going forward. First, it helps us make sense of the easily confusing times in which we live. It puts the challenges and changes we face today in larger perspective. Second, it provides a new guiding narrative. Having a new, more mature story to guide us becomes increasingly essential as the stories we've traditionally relied on, from the American dream to our various political and religious allegiances, cease to serve us. Third, the concept helps clarify the new skills and capacities that we will need if we are to successfully address the challenges before us. In doing so, it also provides guidance for practicing those needed new abilities. And fourth, the concept of cultural maturity points toward needed changes, not just in what we think, but how we think. Culturally mature perspective does more than just provide greater clarity. It involves specific cognitive changes. Given that the third of these contributions, perspective with regard to needed new skills and capacities, ties most directly to the question of what specific future challenges will require of us, I will give it particular attention in this series of podcasts. Let me briefly outline some of these new capacities and link them to new challenges outlined in the previous Preview of Coming Attraction podcast. Most challenges ahead will require a combination of such new capacities, but often one particularly stands out. First, coming to better tolerate uncertainty and complexity. This new capacity will be necessary to successfully addressing all the new challenges I described. Second, getting beyond the us versus them assumptions of times past. This capacity is most obviously pertinent to getting beyond the chosen people, evil other polarizations that have traditionally defined relationships between countries. But it is just as pertinent to how social groups view one another and to knee-jerk animosities between political parties that keep us from addressing policy decisions with the needed systemic sophistication. Third, better appreciating the fact of real limits. This includes limits to what we can often do, limits to what we can know and predict, and limits to what we can do for one another. Most immediately, this new capacity is pertinent to addressing environmental limits, as with climate change. But the need for a new maturity in our relationship to death that I noted will be essential to addressing healthcare costs can be thought of as confronting us with life's ultimate limit, certainly to what we can know. And a key theme in the new chapter in love that I described is a new willingness to accept limits to what we can be for one another. Next, we need to learn to think about what matters in more systemically complete ways. This is most obviously pertinent to addressing what I spoke of as our time's crisis of purpose. Moving forward effectively will require us to define wealth and progress in ways that better include the whole of human needs. And finally, is better understanding how events always happen in a context, here particularly in the context of the time and culture's story. With regard to terrorism, for example, I will describe how making sense of it at all effectively requires a keen understanding of cultural stage differences. In the end, the best argument for the importance of the concept of cultural maturity is the most basic. Not just our future well-being, but perhaps even our survival as a species may depend on the kinds of changes it describes. We face a growing number of challenges that could, at the very least, make human life decidedly unpleasant in times ahead. Meeting them effectively will require a maturity of thought and action that before now we would not have been capable of.